Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. All right. We were treated to seeing on Sunday on Brian Stelter on the CNN News Show, and it started to launch this terminology, cult. Now, vaguely been out there before when it comes to President Trump and, more importantly, Trump supporters. But now, in the last 72, 48 hours, it is all over the place. Cult. People that are in opposition are trying to see it that way. And that's why it's so hard, is the argument, to move people, when you take a look at independents and the others, on impeachment polling after the impeachment inquiry. Our guest, Stephen Hassan, is the author of The Cult of Trump. He was the person that was on with Brian Stelter. His book, The Cult of Trump, a leading cult expert, explains how the president uses mind control. Stephen, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Is it Dr. Stephen Hassan?
No, not yet. I'm in a doctoral program. I'm hoping to finish my dissertation the end of next year.
Okay.
So I have a master's in psychology and counseling psychology, and I've been helping people get out of cults for over 40 years.
Were you a cult member?
I was. I was recruited at age 19 into the Moonies cult, where I dropped out of college, quit my job, and believed Moon was God's chosen Messiah to save the world, and spent over 2 years in the group as a member and a leader, and was deprogrammed after a near-fatal van crash due to sleep exhaustion, and learned about brainwashing and mind control. And I've spent my career helping people understand unethical influence and the criteria of mind control.
All right. Now, the people that we've seen, Hubbard, I heard you reference, Reverend Sun Yun Moon and others, many times these people, Jim Jones is an example, they had direct contact with people, and the numbers versus 63 million American voters are relatively small, right?
So most of the big cult, you know, like Sun Myung Moon, most members in the Moonies did not have contact directly with Moon or Hubbard. With Jim Jones, it was a smaller group, under 1,000, and they were living together in a compound in the final days. But my criteria of mind control, which is a pyramid-structured authoritarian regime with a leader at the top who claims to be all-knowing and all-wise and all-powerful, uses deception and mind control to keep people dependent and obedient, actually applies to China. It applies to Russia. It applies to any dictatorship.
Hitler?
Where?
Hitler?
And Hitler.
So you're one of those guys, Stephen, then, that sees Trump as a Hitler-like figure, right?
Well, I see him as a malignant narcissist, as I put a whole chapter comparing him with the stereotypical profile of other cult leaders. He's not a Hitler in the sense that he's done gas chambers or has created a war, fortunately. But I'm very concerned about his psychological well-being and how he is demanding absolute loyalty and threatening and dissing anybody who dares to raise a question or concern about his decisions or his...
Okay. All right. Now, you just used the word dissing, Stephen. So aren't you dissing and saying, look, these people are pretty easy to do this with, the 63 million Trump followers, the cult members... Right? Isn't that what you're saying? They have to be easily duped and continue to be duped if this guy's such a narcissist, liar, deception, right?
So I want to be clear that not everyone who voted for Trump is a fanatical true believer who will not look at any evidence whatsoever that he, for example, has told lies. Many people just don't like the Democratic alternatives, etc. Or maybe they have a religious agenda where they actually believe that God is using Trump and is going to help push their religious agenda in the legal system. But my goal is not to diss anybody. But and by the way, I do write about left-wing cults on my website and in my books as well. This is not a position of partisanship for me. It's really about educating everyone that truth matters, facts matter. I've heard people say we're living in a post-fact world, but I don't agree. And I think science matters. And I think
science matters. So what is it that Trump is doing that's unscientific? Are you talking about climate?
So what is he doing that is unscientific?
Yes. Are we talking about climate?
So climate is one issue. I would say absolutely. The latest report of 11,000 climate scientists, as well as our own observation out our window with all of the climate crisis that's happening, is one example. But about Russia and saying that the Mueller report showed no evidence of Russian involvement with his election when it was overwhelming evidence that Russia was involved.
Well, wait a minute. We know that they were involved, and we also know a lot of different groups were involved. And you think the Russians' goal then was to elect Trump? Where's the evidence of that versus their goal is to spread division? And calling an American president a cult leader, and we're members of a cult if you support Trump in large measure, isn't that playing into Russian hands?
The last thing I want to do is play into Russian hands because I'm an American and I don't want to sow division. And my agreement to do this particular book was out of my desire to support the Constitution and human rights and to educate the public that, in fact, there is a set of behavior control, information control, thought control, and emotional control variables that frees people. It freezes them to adopt a black and white, all or nothing, good versus evil perspective. I absolutely do not think everyone who's a Trump supporter is a mindless person or a stupid person at all. I mean, I was in a cult, and I believe totally.
Okay. Well, Stephen, let me ask you, what do you think of talk radio? Guys like me, then. What do you think of us? Are we part of this? Are we duped, or are we helping Trump do this?
I'm not familiar with your show, but I do like the idea of bringing in alternative points of view. So I thank you if you are have a show that is supportive of President Trump. I appreciate the opportunity that you're giving me to share my beliefs, and I invite your listeners to check out three of my books that I wrote before this book about cults and mind control, and my website, freedomofmind.com.
All right, that's good enough.
Make up your own mind.
Let me ask you, though, how in the world do you think what we saw on CNN, I don't know how happy you were with that interview, that you're going to reach people by attacking the figure that they believe in or they've come to some kind of connection with, Stephen, as the best alternative versus the other alternatives that are not good that are out there?
Right. It is a dilemma of mine, and I was a 30-minute interview that they pulled a few minutes, some of which out of context, but certainly people can listen to the whole interview on his podcast. But I what isn't being conveyed to the public is a scientific model for understanding the difference between ethical influence and unethical influence and the specific variables that people should be looking for. For example, one of the universal mind control techniques of cult leaders is spreading fear, and in particular, irrational fear.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. What irrational fear do you see, Trump? I'll talk about some. Wait a minute. The border wall, the number of people that are here illegally, the elements of Americans who have been killed by people that are here illegally. You think these are irrational fears?
I think that they've been blown up to a huge proportion. My understanding is that a physical wall is not going to be a cure for the problem that we have.
No, it's a starting point.
It took away a lot of the support in Central America, financial support. It created a greater crisis where people were fleeing those countries. I think it's a complex world, and I think there's a need for complex solutions, not black and white binaries of trust. Trust me, I know everything. Everything will be fine.
Well, I would counter and ask you this, though. Have you considered that a lot of the reason people came out and voted for it, many of them formerly non-voters or Democrats, is mm-hmm. because Trump is taking direct action on something they want done in favor of American citizens and in favor of the American worker? I mean, do you have any doubts about that, that's a motivating force here?
I definitely believe that there was a powerful appeal to people regarding that it was going to stop the outsourcing of American jobs and such. I think that a lot of his promises have not been delivered. My understanding is that, in fact, there's a lot of jobs like coal and such, which is not going to come back, and that he's not being honest with the public about the facts.
All right. Well, I think when you take a look at particularly where we are vis-a-vis the Democrat candidates, people are satisfied with this. But, Stephen, thank you. Thanks for coming on and fleshing this out for us. And the book, The Cult of Trump, a leading cult expert, explains how the president uses mind control. Have a nice Thanksgiving, Stephen. Thank you very much for joining us.
And you too, please. And thank you for the opportunity and your open-mindedness.
You're welcome. All right, Steve Hassan here on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.